I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. Certainly for centuries and apparently for millennia already, traditional Judaism has had its fair share of conflicts and tensions with the scientific world. And developing a perspective on this topic is certainly of great importance from a theological perspective or hashkafa perspective. But I'd like to analyze a halacha in today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Zayin, purely from a halachic perspective. The Gemara tells us that it's mutter to kill a kina on Shabbos. It's permissible to kill a louse on Shabbos because it does not reproduce. It's spontaneously generated. And obviously this is a little bit surprising. Contemporary science certainly does not assume that there's a phenomenon of spontaneous generation. And although the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shinta Zayin Siftes Paskins liked our Gemara, that is permissible to kill a louse on Shabbos, Rabbi Yitzhak Lemprenti, a great Italian rabbi, author of the encyclopedic work Pachad Yitzchak, was troubled, based on the science that he understood, that they do in fact reproduce, and he wished to introduce a chumrah, and he emphasizes the fact that he's just coming to be machmir on the Gemara, and he suggests that it should in fact be prohibited to kill a louse. His Rebbe responded vehemently, saying that you do not change the halachas of the Gemara. If the Gemara says that it's permissible to kill kinim on Shabbos, that's the halacha regardless of what contemporary scientists would say. Now, Rav Dessler, in Michtam Eliyo, in Chelek Dalid, wishes to interpret our Gemara to make it consistent with science. He suggests that since it doesn't appear to the human eye that they reproduce halachically, they are considered to be spontaneously generated, and that's why it would be permitted to kill them. But it's interesting to note that Rav Eliashiv is quoted as suggesting that it's really best to be machmir, similar, I guess, to the way Rav Yitzhak Lemprenti, the Pachad Yitzchak, has suggested, but from a different angle. And he said that perhaps our lice, which he recognizes do reproduce, are different lice than those of the Gemara. The Gemara said the lice do not reproduce, and our lice do. So it must be that the lice that we are dealing with are different lice, and therefore we should be machmir not to kill our lice. But the Archa Shabbos quotes that this suggestion of Rav Eliashiv was really only as a chumrah. And therefore, in cases of difficulty, if the lice are causing pain, even Rav Eliashiv agreed that it would be permissible to kill them, as he also felt that we aren't going to change an explicit halacha in the Gemara that's quoted through all the generations through the Shulchan Aruch.